Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. My last commentary contained the reflections of my late Uncle John and his family. Last time, I talked about Grandpa Carl hauling hay from a farm in Elk River to their home in Sunnyside, which was part of Pine Hill. Carl and some of his sons would load up at the farm, and the farmer would then invite them to supper before they set out for home. Uncle John also mentioned the great earthquake of 1906, which ravaged San Francisco. John said that they were lucky that their home in Sunnyside stayed on its foundations. Yes, the shake was also very strong here in Humboldt. My father, Oscar Nelson, had traveled south to work in Mountain View, California, as a house painter. While there, he had enlisted in the Naval Militia, and his unit was sent to San Francisco as part of the security forces needed after the earthquake. It was more than a month before Oscar wrote a letter to his worried parents that he was okay. While attending school, Uncle John wanted to get a summer job and applied for an opening in a cigar factory located in downtown Eureka. He got the job and worked for 6 months. The front of the building housed the cigar store, and the back of the building housed the factory. There were about 4 people involved, including the owner. John's duty was to bring the dried, stored tobacco from the basement and wrap the leaves in a damp cloth. This made the dry leaves more pliable so they would not crack or break during handling. Each day, John could hardly wait for 12 noon so he could get some fresh air and a break from the small enclosed space, which also reeked of cigar smoke, one of the reasons John never smoked. I mentioned previously that the Nelson family found comfort in the fact that there was a Swedish Lutheran church in Eureka. A few years later, due to such a small congregation, the members had to disband and became part of the Norwegian Lutheran Church. The Nelson boys, like most, loved to fish, and the closest stream was Elk River, which they visited frequently. One year, Uncle August got a summer job at a local shingle mill, loading bundles of shingles on a dolly or cart after they had been prepared by men called shingle weavers. John's next job was washing dishes at the Fairwinds Cafe, a prominent restaurant at that time located at 1st and F Streets. Following that job of 6 months, he delivered newspapers, the San Francisco Chronicle and the Bulletin. The papers arrived by ship. John could see the bay entrance from his home, and when the incoming ships would proceed over the bar at high tide, he would telephone the local distributor to find out if any of the ships had the newspapers on board. Yes, they had a telephone, the only one in the neighborhood. More to come in 2 weeks. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.